Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
First up in the second half is Peter Campbell's Haunted Melody with Sweetest Presence.
I can remember when your magic mystified me. One look so tender and the moment hypnotized me. I saw the stars shine and my heart couldn't stay mine. Deep in the universe inside your eyes. Night flew away and the world had spun around us. Stars turned to day and the light had finally found us. Love's luminescence and your heart's sweetest presence in the universe inside your eyes. What was I to do? I had lost myself in you. And the waking dream I knew left with the dawn. Knowing I'd be lonely, it was time for moving on to learn the universe inside of me. I've got my heart, my soul, my dreams, though they're unspoken, and through the madness
thank you.
and through the madness, love will leave my hopes unbroken. I know the way now, I don't need you to stay now, but forever in my heart, you'll be.
That was Sweetest Presence from Peter Campbell's Haunted Melody. Now I'd like to feature the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Sorry, I don't know why, like, Plex is down. Plex has been down on CJSF, especially Computer 2 in the last 4 weeks. I just don't understand this. Now the scoring page is up for the High League. Three new series started on August 4th for the Northwest League, along with other minors. The Eugene Emeralds at Spokane Indians, the Vancouver Canadiens at Everett Aqua Sox, and Hillsboro Hobbs at Tri-City Dust Devils. Eugene shellacked Spokane 13-1 with three runs in the top of six, capped off by Xander Darby's two-run drive off Casey Williams, followed by four runs in the eighth and two runs in the ninth at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. Everett thumped Vancouver 13-0 on five home runs with nine runs in the first three innings, in the first on two home runs, started by Luke Stevenson, capped up by Carlos Jimenez's two-run shot, both off Troy Guthrie. Four in the third, started by Aiden Torek's solo drive off Holder Wilkerson, and Torek capped off the scoring with his second home run of the night, a two-run shot off Colby Holcomb in the sixth at Everett Memorial in Everett, Washington. And Hillsboro exercised Tri-City 7-2, highlighted by a three-run rally in the top of fourth at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. On August 5th, Eugene quintupled Spokane 5-1 on four home runs. Okay, I think something is... There's interaction. Okay, I'm just... Yeah, I'm, Connor Ashton, who's the music director, is interacting with me live right now. Okay, what am I doing? On August 5th, Eugene quintupled Spokane 5-1 on four home runs, highlighted by a three-run rally in the top of fourth, started by Johnny Lebel's solo home run, and capped up by Walker Martin's two-run shot, both up Angel Jimenez. Vancouver doubled up Everett 6-3, highlighted by a four-run rally in the top of fourth. Hillsboro doubled up Tri-City 10-5 as the Hobbs out-homered the Dust Devils 5-1, highlighted by four runs in the top of third, started by Jose Mejia's three-run jack, capped off by Jose Alpuria's solo drive, all off Dylan Jordan, who gave up two additional solo home runs in the fourth, Kenny Castillo, Avery Esedeusu, with the fifth home run by Yasser Soler's two-run shot off Benny Thompson in the eighth, and all those dingers were necessary to offset Capri Ortiz's grand slam in the bottom half, which capped off the inning off Rio Britton. On August 6th, Eugene at Spokane was an absolute slugfest despite no home runs as the Indians scored four runs in the bottom of seventh to cut the deficit to one, tied the game at 10 with a run in the ninth to force extras, but the Emeralds inflicted a five-run barrage in the top of ninth and triumphed 15-10. Everett shaded Vancouver 4-3 with both sides hitting two home runs each, but it was Alex Torek's triple in the bottom of sixth that was the eventual winning run, offsetting Peyton Williams' two-run jack in the ninth off Casey Hintz, which was Williams' second home run of the night. And Hillsboro exercised Tri-City 9-1 as the Hobbs out-homered the Dust Devils 2-1, highlighted by three runs in the third, started by Carlos via Honda's solo drive off Jefferson Vargas, followed by two runs in the fourth, started by Kason Cunningham's solo shot off Grayson Chappell. On August 7th, Eugene doubled up Spokane 4-2 as the Emeralds out-homered the Indians 2-0 as O'Neill Perez's ground rule double in the sixth drove in the winning run, and Cam Maldonado capped off the scoring with a solo shot off Griffin Hughes in the top of eighth. Vancouver bested Everett 7-4 despite being out-homered 3-1, highlighted by a 6-run assault in the top of seventh, which more than offset Luis Suibel's 2-run drive in the bottom of ninth off Reese Fields. And Tri-City blinded Hillsborough 9-3, highlighted by the Dust Devils' 5-run barrage in the bottom of third against the Hops, with both sides hitting a home run each, capped off by Kendry Maduro's 2-run shot in the 8th off Alexis Livano. On August 8th, Everett and Spokane were in a back-and-forth affair as the Emeralds scored 5 runs in the 5th, capped off by 3 solo home runs, Johnny Level, Xander Darby, Lisbeth Diaz, all off Dylan Crooks. But the Indians tied the game in the 6th at 5 with 4 runs, capped off by Kevin Hidalgo's 3-run jack. Tied a game at 6 on Rody Brito's solo drive, both of Alex Hernandez, and Spokane walked off Eugene 7-6 despite being out-homered 3-2. The walk-off was in the 9th. Vancouver and Everett were in another back-and-forth affair, highlighted by a 5-run Canadiens barrage in the top of 6 on 2 home runs, started by Max Lada's solo drive, I believe, capped up by Peyton Williams' 3-run bomb, both off Alex Hernandez for a 10-7 lead, and bested the Aqua Sox 11-8 with a 4-1 edge in home runs. And Tri-City blinded Hillsborough 8-2, highlighted by the Dust Devils' 4-run rally in the bottom of first, followed by 3 runs in the third against the Hops as the game ended after top of 7th. 3 games are on tap today. Eugene continues in Spokane Valley at 1:05 p.m., Vancouver renews in Everett at 4:05 p.m., and Hillsborough resumes in Pasco against Tri-City at 7:05 p.m. All times are Pacific.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is in the second half. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, and the first half division winner are first at 23-18. The Everett Aqua Sox are second at 21-20 as a member of the Seattle Mariners. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, also 21-20 for a second place tie. Oh, there's a three-way tie for a second. That's the Vancouver Canadians round off the three as an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays. The Tri-City Dust Devils are fifth at 19-22 as an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Los Angeles Angels, which play out of Anaheim, and the Hillsborough Hops are last at 18-23 as an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Now I'd like to provide the updates for the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is a Senior 8 box amateur league sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many of its players competing in the National Lacrosse League, which is spread throughout North America in winters. The 2026 playoffs started on August 4th as the top seed Victoria Shamrocks shellacked the 4th seed Nanaimo Timbermen. Uh, 15-6, led by Ellie Manning, who pumped in 6 goals with an assist for the first star, Patrick Dawes with 3 goals, 4 assists for the second star, and Ari Stevens with a goal for the third star, as Victoria took all stars at the Q Center in Colwood, where Nanaimo used 2 goalies, as Kobe Bowman was shelled for 9 goals and 25 shots in the loss. In 22-55, supplanted by Devlin Shanahan, who yielded 6 goals and 39 shots in relief, while playing 37.05 for the Timbermen. Meanwhile, Chris O'Leary made 31 saves on 37 shots in the Shamrocks Game 1 win, while playing 59.34. On August 5th, the second seed Maple Ridge Barrage bested the third seed Coquitlam Maidenhacks 9-7, led by Tyler Pace with 3 goals, 2 assists for the first star, Jack Kask with 35 saves on 42 shots in 58.57 for the second star, and Winter Garrett with 2 goals for the third star, as Maple Ridge took all 3 stars at Planet Ice Cam Neely Arena, where Christian Del Bianco was torched for 9 goals on 44 shots for Coquitlam, while playing 59-42. On August 6th, Victoria spanked Nanaimo 17-8 at Frank Crane Arena, led by Marshall King with 5 goals, 2 assists for the first star, Zach Manns with 4 goals, an assist for the second star, and Colton Listron scored 3 goals in a losing effort for the third star. Christy O'Leary made 28 saves on 36 shots for the Shamrocks in 60 minutes of play, who grabbed a 2-0 lead against the Timbermen, who used 2 goalies in Game 2, started by Colby Bowman, who was trampled for 10 goals on 27 shots in 30-55 of play, followed by Devlin Shanahan, who surrendered 7 goals on 26 shots in 29-05 of play. 2 games were on tap for August 7th. Victoria bested Nanaimo 11-6 at the Q Center in Colwood, led by Nick Tchaikovsky with an assist for the first star, Ryan Sheridan of the Timbermen scored 2 goals, 2 assists in the losing effort for the second star, and Chris Wardle with 2 goals in the Shamrocks win for the third star. Nanaimo's Kobe Bowman was shelled for 9 goals and 59 shots in 58-22, while Chris O'Leary made 36 saves on 42 shots while playing 59-43 for Victoria, which swept away Nanaimo 3-0. Meanwhile, Coquitlam sunk Maple Ridge 8-3 at Coquitlam Sports Center, led by Christian Del Bianco with 35 saves, Robert Church with a goal, 4 assists for the second star, and Adam Nooks with 3 goals, as the Barrage backstop Jack Kask was torched for 8 goals on 48 shots in 59-06 of play, as the Aidenachs tied a series at 1 game apiece. Game 3 between Coquitlam and Maple Ridge is tonight, as the ball drop will be at 7 at Planet Ice. As the ball drop will be at 7 on Planet Ice, Cam Neely Arena in Maple Ridge, as the Barrage hosts the Aidenachs for Game 3.
Did you know the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, aka SFPERG, has been leading social and environmental activism on campus for 40 years? SFPERG is student activism, by students, for students. Do you have a vision for a brighter future? Are you passionate about changing the world? Visit us at www.sfperg.ca. That's www.sfperg.ca to learn more about getting involved today.
Welcome back. I'd like to play a Plex from the Plex server after talking with Connor Ashton via Discord. I will try to play Christopher McBride and the Hole Proofs, The Hang, The Hustle, The Path. here is 7 human costs. This is on a different tab. Here is seven. The Human Cost featuring Josh Evans. Once again, the Plex is down on computer 2. Despite being logged onto CJSF Music server, I just don't understand this at all. I will come back with another CD.
For 40 years, the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, aka SFPIRG, has been helping students build communities at SFU. Campus organizations like Out on Campus and Embark developed out of action groups at SFPIRG. Action groups are one of the ways that student activists can take action for change. Visit us at www.sfpirg.ca. That's www.sfpirg.ca to learn more about starting your own action group today.
The fifth group is Alone Kitties. Sad, not sad. The tune is I Close My Eyes and I Make Believe.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to episode 32 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026. Palbo Mike on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. I will try to play a song. I don't know if I have enough time right now. For next time, I will try to sort out what the issue is with the CJSF Plex server, because I don't want to be playing out of CDs, as that consumes way too much time and way too many delays. I will do my best to fix this issue along with CJSF staff next time. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Lou Barlow. I play with Seb Bedeau. I play with the Full Complosion. I play with Dinosaur Jr. I play with myself as much as I can. And you are listening to the Noise of Carpet on CJSF 90.1 FM. Left of the dial, always the best. CJSF.ca online.
Awesome. Thanks.